Ben Hale joining us today from Western Livestock. Ben, let's talk about these cattle markets suddenly turning south on some of these prices and trends. I noticed that at the end of last week with the Woodward market and then at the Oklahoma National Stockyards this week.
Yeah, getting a little sticky, Ron. You know, we've been talking about it for the last several, 4, 5, 6 weeks, kind of up 2 to 4, 2 to 4. And then last Monday took a huge jump. And then that on-feed report come out Friday wasn't very friendly to us. And then they're continuing down yesterday and then the board down heavy today, it looks like.
What did you see at the Oklahoma National Stockyard yesterday on Monday?
We had 6,800 yesterday compared to about 6,050 a year ago. And, they kind of called the feeders 2 to 4 lower. In some spots in those heifers a little bit more, and the calves not as low, but probably some of them bigger 6-weight yearling steers and heifers and on up to 7 that were thin enough to go to grass probably would have been significantly cheaper. Lots of players out on them yesterday.
So some of the buyers getting a little nervous, backing off a little bit?
Probably a little bit. You know, with that, we knew that on-feed report wasn't going to be good, and it held true to that. You know, the marketings were good, but the placements were high, which we knew they probably were going to be. Hopefully we can get some relief in March and April on those placements.
I guess we didn't have nearly as low of placements as we thought back in January. I guess we kind of played catch up in that February report.
Yeah, because we were pretty light. You know, we had a real good sale, the first sale back in January, but then we trailed off for 2.5-3 weeks there and didn't do much at all. Till that weather kind of straightened out, and then that market got so good, I think we pulled some ahead, maybe a little bit, Ron.
But when you talk to folks, you know, obviously probably have a chance to talk to them too much since this downturn has kind of snuck in on us. But attitude's still pretty decent.
Yeah, I think that attitude's still decent. What we need to do is we need some help on the back end to justify these feeders. You know, the feeders run away. Summer into late summer, early fall, and then we never could get no relief, and then it dropped, and then, you know, we've kind of anticipated and built that on the front end again, and we still need help on the fats on the back end.
I know that we did pick up a couple of dollars last week on the fat market at, $1.88, according to TCFA.
Yes, we just need them back months so them guys can justify what they're doing, giving it for it, you know? Mm-hmm,
right. So what's in the queue for Comanche and for Woodward this week?
Well, Woodward's got a special cow sale tonight with several good pairs and bred cows and some nice bulls. Going to be at 6 o'clock there at Woodward this evening. If anybody's looking, they'd sure want to go there. Comanche's going to have a lighter run tomorrow, just the time of year, and then I think we're going to be just softer for a little bit because there's still lots of grazing around, still getting some rain, so there's no need to move them right now and just kind of ride this market out a little bit.
And so if folks want to visit with you, what's the best number?
940-631-2333. We'd like to help you any way we could.
Thank you, Ben. Ben Hale with Western Livestock. Their website is westerncommissioncompany.com. You can get more information about their commission firm at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. They sell cattle, of course, Monday, Tuesday, Comanche on Wednesday, Woodward normally on Thursdays, and they've got that special cow sale, as Ben mentioned, this evening at Woodward. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.